Says the Rashi for the morning. Torah says, "Vayizra Yitzchak ba'aretz ahi, vayimtza b'shana ahi me'a sha'arim, vayivarcheu Hashem." That year, the year after his encounter with Avimelech in Gerar, Yitzchak managed to sow in that land, and then he reaped 100 times, me'a sha'arim, in that year, and then Hashem blessed him. So the Mefarshim point out that that year might have been a year of Rav, and that's why it was so significant that Yitzchak managed to have such a good yield. Rashi comments, Me'a Sharim, 100 times, Shamadua Kamaru Yalo Asot, Vasta Lachat Shamadua Me'a. They estimated how much should his land actually have produced, and it produced 100 times that amount. Rashi says, he continues, Rabbatenu Amru, Omed Ze Lama'asotaya. What was the purpose of that estimation? It was for the purpose of Ma'asrot. Mefarshim explain what's Rashi getting at. Rashi's pointing out that, generally speaking, the Siftei Chachamim says, you're really not supposed to evaluate and judge, you know, how much you're supposed to make. You're not supposed to look at your income too deeply, look at your agriculture and say, oh, how much is it supposed to make? We're not supposed to make spreadsheets like that, because Davar HaSamui Mena Ayin, only a bracha is only found by Davar HaSamui Mena Ayin. You can only find a bracha in something that is a little bit hidden. You're not supposed to look too deeply into it. English would say, you know, a watched kettle never boils. You can't watch it and see how much money is it going to make. In spiritual terms, by not watching, you give Hashem kind of the opportunity to add a little bit of bracha when you're not, because you don't really know how much it's worth. So Rashi's commenting that the purpose of Yitzchak's looking and estimating how much it was supposed to yield was for the purpose of Maaser. He was trying to tithe it, tithe the produce, so they could give Maaser. So he noticed that he was only supposed to make a certain amount, and it made 100 times that amount. The Bechor HaShor actually points out that, or he says, that it wasn't literally 100 times. 100 times is a little bit of an exaggeration. It just means a lot. One question that I've seen hasn't really been addressed over here, at least not to my satisfaction, who did Yitzchak give the Maaser to? There you go. A few options. Maybe he gave it to the king. Maybe he gave it to poor people. In some way, maybe he gave it to God. I don't know. I don't know how. Who is he giving it to? Usually, we give our maaser to the Kohen, and in that way, we're giving it to God. But who is Yitzchak giving his maaser to? Just so we know how serious this is, the Rambam actually mentions in his Mishnah Torah that he also thinks that Yitzchak gave maaser. Yitzchak instituted the practice of giving maaser. So even the Rambam recognizes that Yitzchak was giving maaser through this pasuk. So that's how we see how serious this was. Yom Tov.